Jr. has hired an agent, which means his college career is over. Jontay Porter says he will not hire an agent, which allows him to withdraw from the NBA draft by May 30th and continue his college career if he so desires. Newscast brought to you in part by Spiro's Restaurant, the original St. Louis Greek restaurant, been serving the St. Louis area since 1975 with two locations in Chesterfield and St. Louis. What a unique website they have, spiros-restaurant.com. They don't describe their dishes on the site. They just show you high-resolution photos of everything they serve. Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, and the portions are designed for a communal dining experience, and the decor inside provides a Mediterranean tropical dining experience. Once again, check them out online, spiros-restaurant.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank Opinion.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Get in the game this baseball season at Hot Shots and their 11 area locations. Swing by for a great game day special, including the Cardinals Sampler Appetizer for only $5.99, along with great specials on Butt Family Beers, Redbird Shots, and Cardinal Bombs, sure to wet your whistle. Also, come play Cards Roulette during every game, and if they go deep, you win. Don't miss a second of the action at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, home of the St. Louis baseball fan for over 25 years.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had aged beef tenderloin? Sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you can eat them with a butter knife. It's called the pepper loin. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
590 The Fan presents Surf and Sirloin as our latest listener rewards program. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate to use at Surf and Sirloin for half off. That's only $25. That's 50% off one of St. Louis's finest steak and seafood restaurants, pairing premier cuts of USDA certified prime beef with the freshest seafood in town. To take part in this offer, just log on to 590thefan.com and click on the listener rewards tab. These gift certificates sold out in under 24 hours when previously offered, so get yours before they're all gone.
The brown stain on the mattress.
I don't even know what that means.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
brown stain on a mustard. On the mustard.
No.
That could be a steak sauce, huh?
On the mattress.
On the mattress.
Mattress.
I thought he said mustard.
No, brown stain on the mattress.
Oh, I know what brown stain on the mattress is. That's coffee. That's people who spill coffee in bed.
Yep.
Dan, why is your mic so low? Turn your mic up.
If you spill brown,
he's not even listening to me.
You spill brown mustard in bed, though.
Thanks, Dan.
How bossy.
Dan, turn your mic up.
Are you talking to me?
Why your mic so low? Turn your mic up. Why your mic so low? Do what I say.
Oh, okay.
Do what I say. I'm the boss here.
Is that better?
Do what I say. Hey!
Testing.
What,
Dan?
Sibilance. What? Dan, what?
I can't hear myself. What?
What? What?
I have syphilis, yes. God.
You know, they need... Stop the music for a second. Dan is a broadcast professor, apparently limey. I don't know how this happens. He, with nine months' experience, is about to become a broadcast professor.
I know.
And what Dan's referring to is that when you study broadcasting, which I obviously didn't, they talk about a thing called sibilance. And there's also reference to popping your peas. Now, popping your peas is this. When there's a word that has a P, and you hit the mic too hard. Sibilance is S's. I'm with Tim. Let's change it to syphilis.
Yeah.
It's more fun. It's just more fun. Ah, watch your syphilis.
Testing. Syphilis.
And isn't it interesting that 98% of people, when they test a microphone at any event, do the testing one. How about saying anything else? But here's the problem. People who don't use microphones for a living are intimidated by a microphone, and they do not know anything else to say but testing one, two, testing. How about testing Bobby Sox's Jim Rod? How about testing Cadillac Twilight Nationwide Tree Stump?
How about
anything?
How about
just so you hear some words?
What? Testicles. Testicles.
No, that's been testicles. Done. That's been done.
Yeah,
that's been done. What I do when we do a mic check on and a sound check on our band, I sing, "Have you ever put butter in a Pop-Tart?
It's so freaking good.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should."
See, now, when I was in sportscasting school, they taught us a sentence that was related to the sport of golf that had, like, a popping P, it had a letter T, and it had all the things that you could do wrong and screw it up into one sentence, and it was a quick sentence, and that sentence was this: "The best two balls I hit all day was when I stepped on a rake and a sand trap."
Ooh, I like it.
Wow.
I like it. And I get it.
Okay.
How is it that I've never heard that little song you just sang?
It
sounds like Tony Clifton.
I've never heard it.
No, that's from Family Guy, actually.
I don't like pooping in strange places.
Yeah.
That's
I don't poop in strange places.
Okay.
It's like we're in church.
I'm sorry I asked. I'm sorry. Start the music again. You probably heard another voice. You go, wait, there was another voice there. Yeah, that was the voice of Bill Cleveland. We'll get to him in a second. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Gruden and Jason Becker with Stiefel. Let's go around the room one time here. Before I tell you where he's from, he lived 19 years. He's born here. He lived 19 years in Great Britain. 10 of those he spent in Birmingham, England. He's not royalty, and he never will be, but that's okay. You don't need to be on this show. He is Trevor Limey Phillips, and he's got a little bit of an attitude today, bossing Dan around. Dan's been here for years, bossing him around. That's all right. Limey, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? I hope you're having a great day.
Now, see, just about the time I nail that, I slip into that Australian thing again, and I did it then. Every once in a while, I get it, and then I blow it because I go Australian, so. I guess I'll never get it right. Let's go to the quarantine room, the man in the glass booth. That man is Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason, and they will give you a complimentary portfolio review. Make sure you're doing the right thing. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
He was out yesterday, but he's in today. He had to testify in court yesterday. He is Tim Woodburn. Oh, yeah, the same guy you just heard do the news. I'm sorry, what was that? Is that all he does? Oh, no, he does so much more. In his real life, he's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. I just never know when a new client's going to come my way, and one just came my way about 3 minutes ago. It was the law office of Scott Sherman, because apparently the one day I was out of the studio yesterday, a massive pan of lasagna was stolen from the studio, and I was given a physical description of the suspect. He's about 5'9", he weighs about 101, and he has a and he has a 13-inch long nose. So if I see anyone around here that meets that, I'm gonna be on that. If you have any suspects who saw that panel design you stole, please email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Well, Bill Cleveland's off the hook because his nose is only 9 inches long. Well, yeah, so it couldn't have been him. And for those who are wondering what that is, Dan, show everybody 1/3 of 9 inches. Can you?
There you go. That's swollen.
It is right there. Yeah. Okay. Boy, that bit never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
He's usually on the road, but he's with us today. You'll hear from him in just a moment. The one and only Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody. Wow. There it is. Are we going to do what
they say can't be done? I would like to say hello to Trevor and also David Solomon, who told me yesterday to take this pan of lasagna home because it was going to be thrown into the trash can.
That's a setup. That's called a setup.
I come in and everybody's yelling at me.
Look at that. See how good I am? I pressured you into confessing. The case was 5 minutes old and I solved it. You confessed.
Yeah. I'll tell you the truth.
Bill, you were set up. When somebody says, just take this home, you should know in the radio business, as soon as you leave, they're going to go, guess who stole the lasagna? Yeah. Guess who just took it all?
Probably.
Yeah. Don't ever fall for that again. Radio people don't do favors for each other, like let somebody take lasagna home. Think about it, okay? You've been at other stations. We hate each other. You should fall back on that always. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
Yeah, Hebe, where were you on the whole lasagna thing? You're supposed to be head of security.
He's here to protect. See that?
Huh?
Stop.
Was my microphone on?
No, stop. Why would you do that? Why would you say you're taking a dump?
Because he's easy.
Easy breezy, okay? Easy.
He
snorted.
I know.
He snorted.
Hebe. Hebe wasn't around because Bill just
But why would you say, this is not a show like that. This is a sophisticated show.
Oh,
why would you say, he was taking a dump?
All right, he was dropping a deuce.
That's better.
Okay.
That's better. That's a lot more sophisticated.
Yes.
He was dropping the Cosby kids off at the pool.
Oh,
that's a lot better.
God. Come on, six.
We already have one.
Almost.
All right, start the music. Quick, start the music. Okay. Where was? Oh yeah. Let's see. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
Yes, Rat Boy. Yes, the answer is yes. Rat. What a stupid question. Tell him what you asked. Did the lasagna have what in it?
Cheese.
Of course, it had cheese. It wouldn't be lasagna if it didn't have cheese in it. I'm like, that's the only thing he regrets is he didn't get to scrape the cheese out of it. What about these guys? Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The greatest. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, two people's first names, Mark Reed and Jason Becker. Their company is Mark and Jason. They're under the umbrella of Stiefel. They're financial advisors. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. So let me talk to you out there in radio land. If you're one of these people, if you are someone who is thinking about retiring or changing jobs, all right, you all go stand over here. How about those of you who have $25,000 or more that you have managed to accumulate? Regardless of what you're doing with it, you have $25,000 or more. Okay, you go stand with those other people I just mentioned. The rest of you need to listen anyway, because hopefully there'll be a time when you do get to change jobs, or you do get to retire, or you will have $25,000 or more. That's what I wish for you. And then you too may want to consider calling Mark and Jason. The meeting is free. It's all complimentary. No charge, no pressure, no obligation, no papers to sign. They would just be more than happy to take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000. What? What?
I'm so sorry. Something incredible just happened on TV, and I thought my mic was off while you were doing that. I apologize.
Oh, boy.
Well, something incredible just happened in the Masters golf tournament, and I apologize. Mikey left. Mikey left my lime on. Limey left my mic on.
Holy! What is going on today? What? What is happening?
Oh, good, Limey. That was good.
Tony,
that was good.
This guy hit a hole. This guy hit a hole in one in the Masters today. Who's above on the leaderboard? His 4-year-old son was behind him, and the guy went sprinting down the hill to celebrate, and he hurt himself while celebrating.
Twisted his ankle.
Like he twisted his ankle and started severely limping after he sprinted down the fairway to celebrate his hole in one.
Oh my goodness!
And what I was going to say was, I was looking at Scott Sherman. I said, did he hurt himself? And Mikey left my lime on, and it came over the air. And I
I don't think you apologized to me. I think you apologized to Mark or Jason. Let me see if I can get one of them on the phone. Hang on a second.
Well, I don't have $25,000, so they won't talk to me.
Mark, yeah. Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Hi, Frank.
Mark, you're not. I hope you're not listening, are you?
Yeah, I heard what Tim did.
So you heard that he interrupted your Mark and Jason commercial.
We're not too happy about it either.
Well, I don't blame you. He's here to apologize, Mark. Mark Reardon.
Go ahead, Tim. I'm listening.
Mark, I sincerely apologize. I actually just checked my bank balance. I have $25,000 in the bank. Should I put it all on black at the casino tonight?
Okay, apology accepted. We'll meet with you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right, hey, goodbye. Mark. Hey, well, I was going to ask Mark.
Is this Bill? Bill Clement? Is this Bill?
Do you, you want to come over for some lasagna later? Have you over
I love lasagna. I'd love to. That kind of helps make up for what Tim did, too.
Yeah.
But, apology accepted. You guys sound great. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
How about that? Mark Reardon.
Yep.
Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon. Either that, or it was a dramatization, and it was act, and someone impersonating Mark. It was one or the other. You have to decide which. And now, back to the commercial. MarkandJason.com is the website to go to. The meeting is complimentary, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, yeah, I'll bet they'd be happy to take a look at what I'm doing with my $25,000 or more. Of course they would, because they want to get a hold of it and change everything. Not so fast. I've gotten emails from people on more than one occasion who said they were pleasantly surprised when they met with Mark and Jason and were told, hey, the stuff you're doing, most of it looks pretty good. It's pretty smart. Stay the course, because that's what they'll do. If they see that what you're doing or some of it is good, leave it alone. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Bad grammar, but a very famous expression. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Mark and Jason. .com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Man who used to be known as the man on the road, now he's known as the lasagna thief. Bill Clevelin is with us, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, because most homes, when they're built, are built with pretty basic windows that just aren't going to last nearly as long as hopefully the home will last. That's where Window World comes in. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. For more, here is lasagna thief Bill Clevelin. And the reason I didn't say, well, what lasagna is because some of us never got to see it.
Mm-mm.
Or taste it.
Yeah, well.
How much is left?
Oh well, I here's what happened. If anybody
he took
really
a giant
cares,
pan.
It about was five a or six
pan.
Yards.
I went. I had a. I was going to put a little on a plate and take it with me. I told Dan this. Mm-hmm. And
right.
As I was getting ready to put some on a plate, these two knuckleheads came out and said, "Oh, you should just take it. We're just going to throw it away after the show."
A likely story.
So there you go.
I understand. Now somebody said it was David Solomon who told you that.
You liar! Said, "Why would you make up a lie like that?"
David and
hey, hold on a second. Randy, let me tell you something, Randy. You cannot call your employees liars. You can't do that. How many times do I have to tell you about this stuff? If you can think it, you can have a meeting with them, but not on the air.
I
know you've got a master button in your office that allows you to come on the air, but don't do that.
Bill's not his employee.
What?
Bill's not his employee.
Hang on a second.
Randy, are you still listening? You are? Okay, even non-employees, you can't tell them why they're on the air. If they're contributors, to the show, you can't do that. Okay, so knock it off. Mm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
I don't have to put up with this when I'm on XM radio doing
you sure don't.
That's professional.
XM. Yeah.
So I know we only have 90 seconds left here, but so today being opening day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tim.
Oh my God. That's awful.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. It is opening day.
It's opening day, and so I just thought I'd share a few. Actually, we'll do this as a trivia question or a few trivia questions about some Major League Baseball stadiums, because one of the things I like to do, and I think a lot of people enjoy doing when they travel around, if you're in a town of a Major League Baseball team, I like to check out the stadiums, you know. I assume you guys, being sports fans, like to do that as well.
The same.
Sure.
And so I'll just throw a few of these trivia questions at her and see if you can get them. So what was the first ballpark to allow fans to keep fly balls? Ball goes out on the stands. What was the first team that actually allowed fans to keep those balls that flew into the stands?
The Yankees.
Wrigley.
I would say Detroit, because the fans probably took the balls and just ran.
I will say the Seattle Mariners.
Frank O'Pinion nailed it. Wrigley Field.
Mr. Sports.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Which professional baseball team has a swimming pool that can hold up to 35 people in the outfield?
Arizona.
Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Arizona.
Seattle Mariners.
I said it first.
Chase Field.
I said Diamondbacks first. Two for me.
Which Major League Baseball stadium is within walking distance to Babe Ruth's birthplace?
The Giants?
No. Boston. Fenway Park.
No. Oh.
Would it be?
Idiots.
The Orioles? Camden Yards?
Yep, Camden Yards. Yep, right around the corner. You can walk to Babe Ruth's birthplace. Which grounds crew for what team performs the YMCA during the fifth inning?
Village People.
Tampa Bay.
No. What was the question?
This team, their grounds crew, performs the YMCA while they're out in the fifth inning.
The Dodgers.
It's an American League team.
Tampa Bay.
Oh.
It is the New York Yankees.
The Yankees.
All right. Which team or stadium has everybody
saying? Why do they do that? I'm curious. Why YMCA?
Because it's fun to stay there.
No. I mean, what does the YMCA have to do with baseball that they do that every game? There's got to be a reason. There's some reason that started.
That I don't know. I don't know. Just a tradition, I guess.
Make up an answer, because if you don't, Tim's going to look it up, and then he's going to take 18 minutes to tell us. Just make up an answer. Quick.
We'll go with Trevor's answer. It's fun to stay there. All right.
That's good enough for me.
Which stadium does Sweet Caroline during the seventh inning?
Boston.
The stadium.
Oh. Fenway Park.
That is right. Boston. Ooh. Fenway Park. And the last one, I don't know how to ask this in the form of a trivia question, but so Coors Field, they have all of the seats are green in the stadium except for one row of purple seats. Why are those seats purple?
Barney's family.
I love you.
Gay pride.
You love me.
That's gay where the longest home run on the stadium landed.
That is where it is exactly 1 mile high, is in the stadium with that line of purple seats.
Hey, you know,
seems to me that would encourage people to do it in those seats.
Yeah. Join the Mile High Club.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So if you want more, of course, you can always go to billontheroad.com. Or if you'd like to come over for some lasagna, you have to send me a note.
Yeah.
Come on by. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. There he goes. Bill, you might notice if you see him out and about next couple of days, a couple pounds heavier. That's what lasagna can do to you. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and for lots of good reasons. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Larry Connors comes on right after we get off at 6 o'clock. Few of the things he'll be talking about. The delicate but critical and shocking story of child sex trafficking. Who are the victims? And who are the men who buy them? And who gets punished? He'll have that story. And a story about students in one state who staged a walkout supporting the Second Amendment. And guess what? No mainstream media coverage. They ignored it. Larry will have more about that. Amazon's working on a documentary, a miniseries about Lorena Bobbitt. Who remembers who she was?
Oh, yeah.
She cut off her husband's penis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She did. Yep. John Bobbitt, her husband. And Facebook has banned an image of Jesus. They say it's because of violent content. Larry will dig into that and take your phone calls. Larry Connors, USA, comes on after we bail. Some of us running with food. Others just
leaving
for home. Yesterday, when we talked about Ted Kennedy and this movie coming out tomorrow night, Chappaquiddick, someone brought up a National Lampoon ad for Volkswagen, and it was a parody ad, and it looked legit and had a Volkswagen floating in water, and it said if Ted Kennedy drove a Volkswagen, he'd be president. And I think that ad came out in the early 70s, and I cannot believe how many listeners sent me that ad. Before the show ended, I had them on my screen within 5 minutes. So thank you. I can't thank all of you. That would be several emails, but thank you for sharing that ad with me. And it was pretty interesting how quickly people can retrieve stuff. See, Tim, you're not the only one. They can go digging and find out information real quickly. What else? Oh, the joke I'm going to tell here in a minute, I have not told for at least 6 years. And the reason is there are some jokes that I think everybody knows. Then I get an email, and it's this joke. Like, hey, here's one I bet you haven't heard. So I thought, well, shoot, maybe I'm wrong again. Maybe not everybody does know the joke. It's a good one, so I'll tell it. I haven't told it for at least 5 or 6 years. And Tim, did you say Sergio Garcia hit 5 balls into the lake on one hole? Is that true?
I think so. I think that's what
it was. He stepped out. Isn't that what he said? He said 5?
I thought so.
Huh.
On one hole. That
cannot have happened very often. I went to Michigan one time in the summer as a guest of, we were guests of another couple, and this guy was a big golfer, so we played golf in Michigan. There was a hole, and to tee off, you had to hit across a lake, body
like
water. No, not across Lake Michigan. But everybody else that played, they hit it and they hit it over. One guy had to take 2 strokes and hit it a second time. I dropped 15 balls in that water and I would not stop. I was so mad. I told everybody, I'm going to hit every ball in this bag until I get over there. And it was the 16th ball before I got over the water.
Oh, it was like 10 cup.
I lost 15 balls.
It was like Kevin Costner in 10 cup.
I was so mad. You know what? You folks who don't play golf, that is a game that can make you so mad.
Yep.
Because yeah, 2 days before, a week before, a month before, you were fine. You were actually doing okay. And then it's like you never played in your life. Man, that made me mad. And everybody just had to wait while I just in the water. That was me, by the way. I made that sound effect.
Wow. No.
That actually was me. Thank you. Thank you so much. Al Sharpton's half-brother has been arrested and charged with capital murder.
What?
And I just hope, and pray this doesn't give Sharpton a bad name.
No.
Because, you know, a lot of times your half-brother's a murderer, so I'll bet you're not an okay, mm-hmm. upstanding guy. I sure hope they don't do that with Al Sharpton. We have, I got time for a couple of these. These are, remember those hints from Heloise?
Yeah.
Tell you how to shine your shoes, how to sew something up. Somebody sent me these. These are just helpful hints, and I thought, we could use them. Here we go. To avoid cutting yourself when you're slicing vegetables, have your wife hold the vegetables. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
She gets cut.
Yeah.
Blimey, that's usually where. Yeah. No.
Too late.
Try it again. That's usually a rim shot or fake left or something.
My bad.
To avoid any arguments with females in your house about lifting the toilet sink, pee in the sink. Well, that would do it. That would do it. If you have high blood pressure, just cut yourself and bleed for a few minutes. That reduces the pressure. That makes sense to me. Yeah, high blood pressure. Just cut yourself and bleed out a little bit. If you have a bad cough, take a bunch of laxatives. You will not cough. That is true. That's true, by the way. Just take a bunch of laxative. You will be afraid to cough. Thank you, Limey. You only need two in your life. You need two tools. You need WD-40 and duct tape. If it doesn't move and it should, hit it with WD-40. If it shouldn't move and it does, put duct tape on it. That's just about right. And I have duct tape and I have WD-40 at home, and I don't have many tools at all, but I have those two things. And lastly, some people are like Slinkies. They're not really good for anything, but it brings a smile to your face when you push them down the stairs. That is so true. Thank you. Well, thank you. Wow. Limestone's getting a big kick out of that.
I know, yes. Like
let me get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
At least 5 or 6 years since I've told this, because I just thought, everybody knows it. Eh, maybe not. 83-year-old guy goes to the doctor. He's married to a younger woman. Not a lot younger, but younger. And he's actually kind of, in confidence, he tells the doctor that he says, you know, I have a girlfriend. I have a much younger girlfriend. I don't think I could get her pregnant at this age, but I want to make sure. Is there a way you could do like a sperm count on me? And the doctor says, sure, we can do that. He gives him a jar. He says, take this jar home and bring back a semen sample, and we'll check it out. So he takes this thing home, 83-year-old guy. Oh, you know what? I got to start over because I didn't do my old man voice. I've got a young girlfriend, and I want to make sure I don't get her pregnant. Is there a way to check my the old sperm content? He says, sure there is, old-timer. Take this jar home and bring back a sample. We'll check it out. So he comes back to the doctor's office next day, and the jar is empty, clean. Doctor says, what happened? I thought I told you to put a sample in. He says, here's what happened. I got home, and I'm trying with my right hand, nothing. Left hand, nothing. And then I asked my wife to help me, so she tried with her right hand, nothing. Left hand, nothing. She even tried it with her mouth, once, first with her teeth in, then with her teeth out, nothing. Anyway, asked the lady next door if she could give it a go, and she tried with her hand, and each left, right, and then both hands, and still nothing. And the doctor says, are you kidding me? You asked your neighbor? He goes, yeah, and not one of us could get that jar open.
Let's get a check on traffic now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Little Caesars, home of the large $5 hot and ready pepperoni pizza. 67 shut down north of Highway 110 due to an accident stacking up both directions. A crash westbound 44 at St. Clair. Accident eastbound 44 ramp 2 southbound 270. Accident eastbound 70 at 270. And they wrapped up an accident southbound 170 at Ladue. Little Caesars, home of large hot and ready pizzas like the classic pepperoni, only $5, and the deep, deep dish pepperoni for $8. Don't forget the crazy bread. All this and more at Little Caesars plus tax at participating locations. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, famous for making engines run better and last longer, has something new for gun owners. Z-Max for guns. A two-bottle system with a bore cleaner, conditioner, and a bolt lube. Originally designed for M4s and AR-15s, it'll protect and lubricate the finish and moving parts of any handgun, rifle, or shotgun. Z-Max Micro Lubricant works on heavy-duty engines every day. It'll work on and in your favorite firearms, too. Find out more at ZMAX.com.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Who's ready for 3 filet mignon medallions, lightly crusted with black pepper, not too spicy, then seared to order over a veal marrow demi-glaze sauce made with red wine, shallots, garlic, cognac, thyme, and a few other Greek secret ingredients? It's called the pepper loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270. Open for lunch and dinner 6 days a week and serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Southern Cal, here we come. Mike Evans on deck. A little baseball lingo there for opening day. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And, of course, right next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are a great idea, or they wouldn't sell thousands of them a year. Every day is a good day for a gift card from Annie Guns and or the Smokehouse. Would you please welcome Mike Evans?
I just love this apothic inferno with the wine resting the last 90 days in bourbon barrels.
Ooh, I've heard about that.
Man, they're good. Whew. Fantabulous. This week's pop quiz theme is who has more money in Hollywood today? Who's got the most according to taxes and moving papers? Here we go. Jennifer Lawrence. Taylor Swift. John Travolta.
Minigata. Who's that? Who's that supposed to be?
Minigata. And Christina Aguilera. Friday movie reviews are coming out tomorrow. 3 of the 4 films are opening tomorrow. I've already reviewed. Let's go over them. Yesterday it was Chappaquiddick, and I gave it 4 stars. Next is A Quiet Place, starring John Krasinski and his wife, Emily Blunt. Also directed by John Krasinski, a great, unique, horror, silent film. 4 stars. It's been weeks since I reviewed Isle of the Dogs, an animated stop-motion film about a breakout of dog flu in Japan, leading all dogs banned and sent to a remote island. But one boy is out to rescue his dog, Spot. Fabulous film. Voices include Bryan Cranston, Scarlett Johansson, Bill Murray, Ed Norton, and even Yoko Ono.
Huh? Wait, Yoko Ono for real?
Yoko Ono!
Wow.
PG-13, 100 minutes, 4 stars. And finally, not really finally for the show, just finally, the last movie is Blockers, opens tomorrow, about 3 sets of parents who are out to block their 3 daughters from their vow to lose their virginity at their prom. This movie is rude, it's crude, but it's very funny. And if truthful, I believe all parents and teens can relate to at least some part of this film. Clueless parents and sneaky teenagers. Blockers, rated R, 3 stars. So let's recap. Chappaquiddick, 4 stars. A Quiet Place, 4 stars. Isle of the Dogs, 4 stars. And Blockers, 3 stars.
Hey, are you able yet to pull up and see, on like Rotten Tomatoes, what the critics gave Chappaquiddick and what the, well,
it's I have not no idea.
Yet, so there's no viewer, I guess, review report yet. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see, though, when that does come out, because, you know, when you go to look at a theater, it'll give you the Rotten Tomatoes thing. It'll be interesting to see what the critics did with Chappaquiddick and what the viewers did in terms of ratings. So sometimes they can be worlds apart.
Well, you know what I just said, so there you go.
Yeah, there was a movie a couple of weeks ago we went to see, and we went because of what? What?
Sorry to interrupt, but Rotten Tomatoes has given Chappaquiddick 79%.
Is that viewers or critics?
That's critics. They say the average rating is 7.2 out of 10.
Whoa,
so that's pretty good.
That is good. All right, I don't know.
It would have been better if there weren't so many left-wing nuts that got their head up the Kennedys' butts and aren't looking at the real truth of what happened that night.
Don't sugarcoat it.
Simply telling it like it is.
Hey, do you you have a couple of extra minutes? You have an extra minute here?
Call Rue Knowledge.
Do you have an extra minute? You have an extra minute?
Yeah, I got one more quick nugget for you. If you
Go ahead, then I'll do this. Go ahead.
If you want to see a great movie this weekend without even leaving the house, I got one for you. Paterno. It's on HBO Saturday night about Penn State's football coach Joe Paterno and his child molesting assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. What he knew, when he knew, and when he knew, and how he knew it. Seen through the eyes of a reporter played by the gorgeous Riley Keough, who is Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
I'm a granddaughter, She's my granddaughter.
She's great. And Al Pacino is Joe Paterno.
Also proud of my granddaughter. She turned out to be a pretty good actress.
What's wrong with your voice? Are you okay?
This is a king, man. It's a king coming from It's a king coming from the grave, man.
You sound like you're having a stroke there.
Oh, no, man. That's the way I sounded when I was alive.
I thought you lived in Kansas City. What's wrong with you, man?
You trying to impress me? That's a bad
Misagata.
All right, so this $130,000 the attorney paid to shut Stormy Daniels up.
Trump says he doesn't know anything about it.
Okay, he says that. But here's the thing. We can't relate to being worth $10 billion. So I just ran some numbers, and I did it three or four times, and I think my calculation's pretty good. That is the equivalent let's say you had $100,000.
$100,000.
Okay, and his 10 million, the equivalent amount for us to pay somebody to just go away is about $7.50. that's what that amount of money is to him. It's like $7. So, for people who don't understand how that works, it's not uncommon. Now, in Michael Jackson's case, he paid $23 million to shut a kid out. Okay, that's a whole different deal to me. You're talking an astronomical amount of money. But for an attorney to go, Mr. Trump, give her $7, she'll go away. Okay, give her $7, because that's really about what it amounts to, $7. So
everything's relative, Frank O'Pinion.
It really is relative, and it doesn't mean he didn't do it with her. I think he probably did.
Did what?
But it, you know.
It, like what?
Like sex?
No.
I think he probably slept with her. How many pictures have you seen of her? Have you seen many? Would you call her really good looking?
You know what? I didn't think she's all that hot. She got kind of saggy boobs. She'll play soccer with them boobs.
She's as hot as the lighting and the makeup want her to be. She's a pretty average looking.
Yeah,
She's not ugly. She's not bad looking, but she's nothing great. She's not.
No, she's nothing great. She's not like Carrie Underwood or something.
No, and she's not like Melania or that woman that Mike, you mentioned. You're the first person that made me go look at her picture. Holly, what was her name, who left the administration? Was that her name, Holly or something? Whew. Boy, she was just
check
so
out the playmate
looking.
I was engaged to. You want to see hot?
I saw that. I've seen her.
Yeah, she's
have you seen her now?
Yes. I've seen her on FaceTime. We're FaceTime friends.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, don't say, thank you.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Take the high road. And now you can
add that. That's the kind of man I am, Frank.
And finally.
There it is. This week's Apple's theme is how much money do stars have in Hollywood? Who has the most buh? Jennifer Lawrence. Miss Akata. John Travolta. Taylor Swift. Or Christina Aguilera?
I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
I was going to go Taylor.
Aguilera.
Jennifer Lawrence is worth $110 million. Christina Aguilera worth $116 million. Miss Akata. John Travolta is worth $180 million. The answer is Taylor Swift, $360 million. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Mike Evans Live, Hollywood. Hey.
Okay. There he goes. Back to finish off that bottle of wine. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley, and I know there's a lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're east of all that other stuff. Gift cards, always a good idea. All right, just a couple of little closing tidbits. Every once in a while, people send me, I get lots of these things, I delete most of them, but then I see some stuff and I go, wow, I didn't know that, that's pretty interesting, and then I check it out, and sure enough, it's true. There is one big piece of land on the earth that is not owned by any country, and it's some place we all have heard of. No country owns it. Do you have any idea where it is? It's Antarctica. 90% of the world's ice covers Antarctica. Think about that. 90% of the ice in the world is in Antarctica.
All in one space. That's all.
Yeah, and it's not a real like country. It's a continent, I think, but nobody owns it. I think, and that's true. Think about it. You ever hear anything about the president of Antarctica or the Antarctican army? No.
Who would want to live just, there?
Right. Yeah. Thank you. It's just ice and fresh water. 70% of all the fresh water in the world is in Antarctica.
Wow.
Ooh. Now, check this out. Canada, and I've been fishing in Canada a couple of times. Canada has more lakes than the entire rest of the earth combined.
Wow.
Yeah, more lakes in Canada. Largest wow. Polish population in the world next to Warsaw, Poland, Chicago.
Really?
I can see
big,
that.
Big Polish yeah. population. First paved road anywhere was in Detroit, Michigan. And get this, for all you people who want to go to Canada for one reason or another, let's start with the USA. In the United States, 1% of our roads are unpaved, so they're dirt roads or gravel roads. 1% of all the roadways in this country are unpaved. In Canada, 75% of all of their roads are unpaved.
Really?
Wow. That can't be too good for tires and shocks and stuff. Yeah.
I guess 75% all the tundra out there and...
Yeah, that's true, because most of, like, Canada, and forgive my ignorance, but it's more densely populated along the border with the United States, right? As you go further up into
I think you're right.
There's like hardly anybody out there.
I think you're right, and lots of just wilderness, and you go fishing in Canada because when there are that many lakes and compared to people, it's full of fish. You can't possibly fish get all the fish out of those lakes, so they're just chock full of lakes. One last quick thing: the state of Ohio has no natural lakes in the entire state. Every single lake is man-made. Lake of the Ozarks is man-made. A lot of people don't know that. It's a huge lake, but it's man-made. Yeah, so there you go. There's your geography lesson for today. Here's your bathroom and kitchen remodeling lessons. An easy lesson. Here's the answer to the quiz. Thompson Price. There. You passed the test. If I say, who do you not want to exclude when you're shopping to get a bathroom or kitchen remodel, the answer is Thompson Price. There, you got 100 on the test. Thompson Price is a man's name and a company name. And what we've always asked you to do is pretty easy, and it's actually great advice. And that is make sure at least one of the companies you talk to when you're going to look into remodeling the kitchen and bathroom, one or the other or both is Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in there, and then you'll know you have it right. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. Their business is really good right now. I've said that before, but man, it continues to be. Thank you so much for that, you AM and the PMers, for letting them know who you are. Showroom less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester in De Pere, thompsonprice.com, if you'd like to check them out online. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. I do it. You should, too. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Martin Kilcoin. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of...